everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Soul Space. This is Elum David. I'm a soul specialist, an intuitive and a sound healer. And this is episode number 16. Thank you to all my patrons. Thank you to my subscribers. And thank you also for listening here. There is an extra bonus for this month if you are a subscriber in the platform called iVox. So you can, for a very small fee a month, you can access the extra tracks. And this month there is a energetic preparation for the eclipse of July 2nd in Europe, July 2nd, 2019. And it's a very powerful preparation for us to receive the information and the energies that are available for us in this eclipse, so that we can integrate the opportunities of growth that are available for us in the next months. So if you would like to take advantage of this, you can just go into iVox.com and you can subscribe as a fan. You can even do it for 1 month if you just want to take advantage of any of the extra downloads that are there. So welcome to episode 16. This episode is called It Is Time to Choose. So one of the things that are happening right now and for quite some years in the world is actually the undoing of structures and pathways that were normally set up for us since we were kids. And these have allowed a number of greater possibilities and opportunities for everyone to choose from. So we are, in a way, we seem to be freer, at least in the number of ways in which we can live our lives, in the way we could choose partners, in the way we could move around in the world through flights, in the way we can connect with others through internet and other kind of technologies that is now are not available for us, that 20 years ago were maybe not there or sometimes were just beginning. So this is an exciting time in the world, but at the same time, it is a very frightening time, especially if you were born probably in the 1950s, in the 1960s, in the 1970s, maybe in the beginning. It can be also daunting to have all those options to choose from, while when you were younger, it was much easier to just go pick one way that was set up already for you by your parents, your tutors, your mentors, your teachers. And now there's a new variety of ways to choose from. There is not nothing set in stone in regards of your life. And that, as I said, it is a very exciting time. It is a very exciting way to live, but it's also a bit frightening to have to choose from such a wide variety of lifestyles available. And it has come to the time where we can actually choose that. And we are more and more, we will be more and more pushed, if you want to use that word, or maybe invited, if you want to use that more soft approach. We are invited to really choose what we want from the menu of life in the following months and throughout 2020. And it is as if we are, as I said, pushed to choose more precisely what we want. So it is very hard nowadays to just allow yourself to be taken by life without any consciousness. Because, of course, many times I've also said that we should allow ourselves to be led by life, because life is happening for us anyway. But in this case, it's again, it is regarding our attention to things that will allows us to choose what we want from the menu. And this is what this month is about, especially when we are talking about the series of eclipses that are happening in the month of July 2019. So in the menu, you will be able to see that there's a lot of lighter options, let's say some options that will not only expand probably your horizons in a very physical way, but that will also enlarge your heart area, so that are richer with connections with people that are aligned with your soul, so that you can really share in a deeper way the meaning of life, the purpose of your life, where you are a piece of a puzzle, where you feel really that you fit into this picture that you are all creating at the same time, and you are really keen to share and to show who you are to this group of people who you feel connected with in a very deep way. So that's a very notable choice from the menu these days. And if you are resonating with what I'm saying, don't hesitate to make this a very clear intention for you in the following month, because there are shifts and transformations that are happening, and probably this is also asking you to let go of those other groups or people that are really not aligned with the expression of your soul, and that you will be able to notice if you are, let's say, feeling forced to feel to fit a role, or you're feeling forced to kind of fit in it. You don't feel natural. It seems that you have to mold yourself around a group instead of being yourself and show yourself and being joyful of showing yourself and knowing that other people is appreciating you and value who you are. So this is one of the choices that we have in this next month. I'm not saying that this is the only one. I'm saying that it's one that is being highlighted for us. It's the choice to open up ourselves to belonging to a part of the community that actually is aligned with who we really are. In other terms, in other areas, there's also the choice of freedom. And freedom can come in so many different ways. For some people, freedom can come in monetary terms, so that they have an availability of financial resources that will allow them to really move around more, to do things that they wish to do, but especially moving around in places that are calling them, so to speak. And that is really something that is open for us right now. It is the availability of new ways of creating wealth. And if you are looking also at the possibilities that are out there, while you can be at home working and earning money, or doing the things that you need to do to earn money, if that's the way you do things, or just following your interest in actually creating money while you're aligned with your mission and your purpose, and you are probably just serving a wider variety of people or a wider range of people in different countries, because everything that we can do right now in the online platforms is just becoming wider and wider and wider, and there are always more possibilities and ways to fill up our purpose at this time. And even if you feel that you are not a very, let's say, internet person, that you are not a very keen to work with these technologies, maybe because you were born a little bit before this era of internet connections and so on, make sure that you can lean on other people. It doesn't matter if you are the one who's setting up everything, but there's always possibilities for us to ask for help to other people who have the ability to help us developing these skills, or at least even manage this part of our lives for us. And there is a lot of freedom around this area. And in the month of July, it seems that there is a greater possibility for us to find pathways that maybe we were not seeing, finding opportunities where we were not looking before. So if this resonates with you, just investigate this area a little more. Another area of expansion that is available for us always, of course, but especially in this month of July, with the eclipses. So it will be open for us in the next months. It doesn't mean that it just stops at July, but July will be kind of the opening, the door to go through this new level of connection, but not in a community level, but in a more personal level, on a one-to-one relationships, in the way we relate to maybe people that we live with, that we are partners with, or even in business, but it's kind of a different level. It's more, it's deeper. It's where you can really open your heart to these people, that you can also talk about who you are outside of business transactions and outside of the way we are normally presenting ourselves to the world. And this is a major shift. This is a major way in which we can take advantage of this energy, because this will make our world a much more human world. A world that really is between human beings, not between part of a human being that is working, that is maybe business oriented, and the rest of the life is happening somewhere else and is not connected to this human being. So it is really a great opportunity for us to create new alliances with people that have a much more intense and intimate relation. Intimate doesn't necessarily mean that it's romantic. It just means that you can pour out your heart in a very different way, in a very plain way, and that you can be yourself with this person in or out of a business relationship. So if this strings a chord for you, just take it into consideration. And all in all, The choices that we have, besides these three examples that I have, they are all related to unconditional love or fear. These are basically the two choices that we have. And in the month of July, we have the possibility in any aspect of our lives to lean towards one side or the other more. There's no judgment in choosing either way. There is only the, you have to be aware that, of course, the more you lean into fear, the more your possibilities to live fully will diminish. The more we lean into choices that have the ingredient of unconditional love being, there's no need to be a certain conditions in the other person or in a situation or in a circumstances for me to be able to love that person, to love that circumstance, to love that situation. So it means that there is no need of that. There is no need of a specific components for me to love that or accept that first and then love that. So that's choice will always lead us to an enormous amount of options, possibilities, because this is the core and the essence of the energy that has created you and me and the whole universe. So connecting to that unconditionality of love is what will allow us to create more where it all came from. I hope you have a great eclipse season. I hope you have a great month. I am going to release the new video for the month of July next week. And as I said before, if you're interested in preparing yourself for the eclipse of the 1st and 2nd of July, even if you hear this podcast later, but you want to take advantage of that, doesn't matter when you're listening to this. Remember, there's no time in energy. You can go back and listen to the bonus podcast track that is it's designed to prepare us for this eclipse and take advantage of the energies that are happening. So basically, we are just doing more or less the work in advance so that we are ready to receive these transforming energies in July 2019. Have a wonderful time. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.